Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Nun. Sif Gimel. Hadover Shemavarchan Olav Laochlo, Olishtoso, Olohriach Bo, Olasos Bo Mitzvah. Tzorach Shikach also called him a bracha biyad yamino. I don't have to listen to this. The lefty should hold it in his left hand. The Yechabine is a bracha utzorach levarach olav. You should think, stop for a second. You're supposed to stop for a second and reflect upon which bracha you're going to make. Kidei, in order that, shekisheyazkir es Hashem, Shehu Iker Abrocha Yedem Mashi Yosayim V'Yivorech. He should know when he says Hashem Hashem what the Siyam Abrocha is going to be. The reason you hold it, there's various reasons for holding it. It's to focus on it, and also it should be more immediate, the performance of the mitzvah or the reading of it. The imloach zo klal, if he didn't hold it, elashaya lefonov kishabirech olav yotzo. This is one of the things some people do by a lulav, actually, where they, the way they deal with the issue of when to make the bracha is that they put it down and they're not holding it, and they make the bracha and then they pick it up. There it's much better, because some say that's the mitzvah, is to pick it up, to take it. Not to pick it up, but to take it. To take it from a stationary position. Some say actually that's more the mitzvah. Oh, we learned this yesterday, I apologize, I'm sorry. That's the kitzur. Circle of Baruch Shein is, but the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. Only if there's no shaychus. Only if it's notel biyado pri laochlo sivdalit. He's holding it. Ubirich olav. V'notel miyado v'nevad o nimas, it got dirty, or if he cut it open and it was rotten. Achenu roy lachila. V'chein ubirich al kos mashke, that he was holding in his hand. Benishbach Hakos. Im Yesh Lefon of Old Miminze. Another apple. Begam Dai Tahoy Solechol Olishtos Yosibi Mashalokach Biyodo. Im Kain Hoysel Habrocha Gamal Hanishar. Vein Utsorech Levorech Shainis. And he could eat that second apple. That other cup of soda. Take more soda. Avul b'stam lochol habracha rak al ma'ishaya biyado b'tzorech levarach shenis. So it's a little not clear. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly that if it was in front of him, then he didn't have to have in mind specifically to eat it. But if it was in front of him, so then it's as if he had a mind specifically to eat it, and he does not have to make another bracha. I guess the Kitzur says v'gam daito hasolechol. Mishnah Berurah just means that bestama is also called that. If it's bestama, it's good enough. V'chein afilu moya daito lechol olishtos yosar, then elashalohayo lefonah b'shas habracha v'vulawato tzorech levarach shenis. A filu binyan, even if it happened in such a way, but ocha shiny because he didn't eat the first. Now the Mishnah Berurah says not like this. Again, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you need it in front of you, and you have to specifically have intended to eat it. Mishnah Berurah says both not so. If it's in front of you, you don't have to specifically intend to eat it. Because bestama, you mean that also. And if you specifically intended to eat it, it doesn't matter that it's not in front of you. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says Tzorech Levavach Sheinus. Afilu Be'inyan. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says even if they brought the second food to you in a way that if you would have eaten from the first food, you would not have to have, you would not have to have made a second bracha on the new food. But now that the first food that you intended to eat and you made the bracha over it was spoiled or whatever, then you have to make a new bracha if they brought it in. Now you do have to make a new bracha. What? You made a bracha on something and then it was inedible or drink, it spilled out. So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says you need two conditions to be fulfilled in order to eat something without making a second bracha. A, it has to be in front of you. B, you have to have intended to eat it after you finish what you were going to eat. Mishnah Berurah says either one's enough. If it's in front of you, so we consider it that you had intention to eat it, and therefore you can go eat it now without a bracha. And if you intended to eat it, it doesn't have to be in front of you. Yeah. Wait, let me just see. I'm looking for if it has to be that min. I just, it has to be that min, not just the same bracha.
Example,
the third sign, an apple and an orange, you know, it wouldn't help. An apple and an orange, it wouldn't help. If you made a bracha on an apple and then it was spoiled rotten, you can't. I assume that, okay, if the orange was on the table and you had a mind to eat it, if you had a mind to eat it, you don't have to make a new bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that having in mind is enough. So if you had a mind specifically for the orange, you don't have to make a new bracha.
But I thought you said the Mishnah Berurah said either it had to be on the table or you had to keep it at home.
Right. But I'm saying, in the case where it's on the table, I'm suspecting it has to be the same min. Hello? Yes, I'm in the middle of a shir. Call me back in a half hour. That's for sure. If you made a bracha on an apple and it was bad, and you had an orange on the table, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, and you didn't have specifically in mind for the orange, I guess that's okay. Why? Because his lashon is that when it's on the table, it's as if he had. We do look at it as if he had it specifically in mind. If he had it for it specifically in mind, that should be enough. You shouldn't need the same min mamish. When do you need the same min? When it wasn't in front of you, and you didn't anticipate getting it. Oh, here we are. Right. In other words, there's another halacha where we say when it's another min, then we don't say bistam or daita aleha. If he makes a bracha and then you make a bracha on an apple and then they bring you an orange and you didn't intend to eat oranges afterwards, so then you have to make a new bracha if you're not a guest. But if you didn't have a specific intention, then you have to make a new bracha if it's a different min. But here the Mishnah, here we're talking about a different type of case. Here we're talking about it's on the table in front of you, or you specifically had a mind. So then the chayrit does not. I don't see why it should have to be the same min here. Here it's even of a different min. Since even the Mishnah Berurah, who holds that it's that if it's on the table, you don't have specifically in mind. It's because if it's on the table, it's as if you had specifically in mind.
When you say specifically in mind, you mean a specific item, or if you think I'm going to eat this apple and then I'll go to the fridge and get more fruit, does that count? You had specifically in mind to eat more
fruit.
Yeah,
that's called specifically
in
mind.
That counts.
Yeah. But again, you need the same min when they bring you something after you've eaten what you've eaten.
Even if you don't have it in mind.
What?
Even if you don't have it in mind, if they're going to say min.
So then you need the, right. If you didn't have it in mind, and you're not a guest, you ate an apple, and they bring you another apple. But if you ate fish, and then they brought you soda, you have to make a new bracha. Unless you're a guest. See, sometimes it's cheshbonus. Or unless it's the derech to drink soda after fish, like it's common. That's why, like I said last night, the Achronim suggests strongly always having in mind when you make a bracha that you want it to include anything that you might end up eating that has the same bracha. Have sort of a blank check. Give yourself a blank check, and it avoids problems. Stop here, man.